Yerushalmi Kelaim, corresponding to Menachos Bavli Daf Samach Vav. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Choritz Shu Oive BeKerem Amuk Asor Roich Vabo Beblezer Ben Yaakov Oime Imhaya Mefalais BeRoish HaKerem Vad Soifoy Harei The Nira Keben Shnei Karamim Zoyim BeSoichoy Vimlav Harei Ugas. If a furrow that passes through a vineyard is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, Beblezer Ben Yaakov says if it passes end to end, it looks like two separate vineyards and one may plant in it. Hagas shebekerem amuka asor roichva arbo'o zoyim b'seicha divrei Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim oisim. If there's a wine press in a vineyard that's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, Rabbi Eliezer permits planting in it and the chacham prohibit it. Shemra shebekerem gvoya asor roichva arbo'o zoyim b'seicha v'mhaya sa koitesh asa. If there's a guard's mound which is 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, one may plant in it, but if the vine branches become entwined and grew there, it's prohibited. If a vineyard is planted in a wine press or in a pit, it's given work access of 6 trochim and he may plant in the rest of it. Rabbi Yossi says if there aren't 4 amos there, he shouldn't bring another seed there. It's permitted to plant a different species within a house in a vineyard. And the Gemara says, Ad she mavrik kadehu v'avoidase. The Gemara asked the question, the Mishnah taught that Rabbi Eliezer says that if it passes end to end, it looks like two separate vineyards. Must it run along the entire length of the vineyard, with an additional 4 amma work access space on each side? And the Gemara brings a brisa to answer. The Chachamim agree to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that even though it's forbidden to plant in a furrow that passes from end to end, if it runs along the entire length of the vineyard with its work access space, it's permitted. And they show that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov reasons that even without that, it's permitted. Ma'pligin b'shayu shtei shurus mikan v'shtei shurus mikan avalim haisa shura achas mikan v'shura achas mikan v'kerem shi magia neged cholish gefonim batel akerem. When do they disagree? When there were 2 rows, meaning a vineyard, on each side, but if there were only 1 on each side, so that both rows are needed to create a vineyard, it's considered that there is no vineyard, and he may even plant outside the area of the furrow. Tani pochis mikan osa, and we bring a brisa that if there's a wine press in a vineyard that's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, Rabbi Eliezer permits planting in it, and the chacham prohibits it, and the brisa says that if it's less than this, it's prohibited. Dalkein man and amrin asar asar teisha lakol shekein. The Gemara asks, well, why does the Brisa need to teach that phrase? Certainly, according to the Chachamim, if it's more than 10 tefachim, it will be prohibited. Ela ma'u pachis mikan l'roicha. Rather, what's the meaning of less than this? It means less than 4 tefachim wide. Dalkein man amrin yase kesosim v'tei muta. But isn't that also obvious? Obviously prohibited, because since it's narrow and one could step over it, one might have thought it's considered closed up and therefore permitted. V'yasek esosim v'tei muta loikein tani shaoshei peya nichnasen asich arba amois shebekerem lemata meshloish etrochim harei lemutarim. The Gemara asks, so why not say that it's permitted in this case? Didn't they tosef to teach that when the roots of a pea plant enter into a field under the ground within 4 amos of a vineyard, if they're more than 3 trochim below the ground, they're permitted? Shnihi she'ave hakerem makif. The Gemara answers, the furrow is different because it's not covered up on top and the air of the vineyard surrounds them. Amalehen Rabbi Eliezer should say, "Ein atem moedim li sha'omuk kegavoya ela sha'ave hakerem makif." Rabbi Eliezer said to Chachamim, "Don't you agree that depth is like height, that it creates a separate domain? Since you permit planting on a guard's mound, you should also permit planting inside a wine press." Mistav Rabbi Eliezer moedu Rabbi ben Yaakov Rabbi ben Yaakov lo yoide le Rabbi Eliezer. It's logical to say that Rabbi Eliezer, who permits planting inside a wine press, agrees with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who permits planting in a furrow. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov would not agree that one may plant in a wine press. Rabbi Eliezer moedil Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov she'amuk gavoya Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov lo yoidi Rabbi Eliezer she'aveh hakerem makif. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that depth is like height. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov does not agree with Rabbi Eliezer that the air of the vineyard surrounds. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan tzarech yehei sham chalal arba. Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that the Mishnah which permitted planting on a guard's mound is only if there's a space of 4x4 tefachim there for the guard. Amr of Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak had the tameh bar Gula, aber b'mubas einoi sarech she'sham chal arba. Shmuel bar Yitzchak said that that's in the case of a round mound, since otherwise it would look like it was naturally there. But if it's a square mound, it's permitted even without 4x4 for the guard. Rav Chalafta ben Shol amar tzarech she'hei sham shloisha tvachim afa milamalam. Rechavta ben Tosa, there must be three tochim of earth on top to contain the roots and prevent them from entering into the mound itself. And Rav Yosi had the tema, ba'agula avav muvaas, ein tzach shehesham shlesha tochim afa milamala. Rav Yosi says that this is the case when the mound is round, but if it's square, it does not require three tochim of topsoil. Meshoshe v'ad abo, he masnisa pochas meshoshe kesosim, meshoshe v'ad abo, mashlim abo, v'zayweh miyad. The Mishnah taught that it's permitted to plant a different species within a house in a vineyard because it's considered to be a separate domain. The Mishnah is referring to when its airspace is between 3 and 4 trochim. If it's less than 3, it's considered to be closed up and one may not plant a different species. But if it's between 3 and 4, the walls complete the required 4 trochim separation and one may plant in the house without any other separation. Ra'avin b'shem Shmuel, Ravati Kelayim, Huchbo, Bayis Shemachbim, Bayis Akelayim. Ravin, quoting Paul, says that this is alluded to in the Pasuk that says in Ishaya, in Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Chaf Beis, and we first translate it literally, they are hidden in dungeons, Batei Kelayim. Now, it's expanded to refer to seeds of other species that are shielded from the prohibition of Kelayim because they are planted in houses.